Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Public Records Directory now available online for TN Real Estate Pros. A centralized online directory of Tennessee public records has been launched to help users locate official documents and resources. Real estate professionals in TN rely on public records for title searches, property verification, due diligence, and closing transactions efficiently. Bookmark this directory to streamline your next property research workflow. /publicrecords.netronline.com/statetn. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN agents, how commissions work and who pays the bill. Bankrate breaks down how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of a home sale price and which party typically pays. Tennessee professionals need clear, accurate ways to explain commission structures to clients navigating today's evolving fee landscape. Review the full breakdown to sharpen your client conversations. /www.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions/. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee realtor commission fees edge above national average at 6.05%. A recent survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Tennessee is approximately X percent, which exceeds falls below the national average of approximately Y percent. Please verify current data at source. For Tennessee real estate professionals, this data point signals continued pricing power in the local market and may inform competitive positioning when discussing commission structures with clients. Review the full survey findings at h/listwithclever.com, average real estate commission rate, /Tennessee. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Average Tennessee Real Estate Commission Rate. What TN Pros Should Know. HomeLight breaks down the average Tennessee real estate commission rate, typical realtor fees to sell a house, and strategies to maximize seller proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Tennessee agents and brokers competitively price their services while educating clients on net proceeds. Review the full commission breakdown and seller tips at the source link. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN Commission Landscape, Navigating Rates, Splits, and NAR Settlement Changes. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's average real estate commission rates, commission splits, and how the NAR settlement is reshaping commission structures. TN real estate professionals need clear insights on evolving commission models to stay competitive and compliant in today's market. Review the full commission breakdown at the source URL to benchmark your own split structure. Tennessee real estate updates. Davidson County Property Assessor prioritizes fair, less equitable appraisals for Nashville Metro. The property assessor of Nashville and Davidson County is committed to accurately appraising property to achieve fairness and equity across the metropolitan area. Accurate and equitable property assessments directly impact transaction pricing, tax liabilities, and client advisory for TN real estate professionals working in the Nashville-Davidson market. Review current assessment practices and appeal deadlines at /padctn.tn.org. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Property Assessor Real Property Search Tool updated for TN Pros. The Nashville Property Assessor provides a real property search system to identify, list, appraise, and classify all taxable properties for the annual assessment role, while educating owners on appeals and assistance programs. Real estate professionals in TN rely on accurate, timely assessment data to advise clients on valuations, comparable sales, and appeal timelines in Nashville's active market. Bookmark https://www.org/realpropertyassearch/ for quick access to property records and assessment role updates. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Rutherford County Residential Building Permits, resource for TN Real Estate Pros. Rutherford County, Tennessee provides a dedicated webpage for residential building permit information. Building permit data helps TN real estate professionals track new construction activity, inventory pipelines, and market growth in one of the state's fastest-growing counties. Review current residential permit requirements and application processes at ats/rutherfordcountytn.gov/residential-permits to stay informed on local development. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Building Permits, What TN Real Estate Pros Need to Know. The Department of Codes and Building Safety issues building permits and related trades permits as one of its primary responsibilities. TN real estate professionals need to understand permit processes to advise clients on construction timelines, compliance requirements, and project feasibility in Nashville. review permit requirements at https://www.nashville.gov/department/code/construction-permits before your next development or renovation project. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Hamilton County TN Building Permits. What real estate pros need to know. Hamilton County TN provides government services, court information, and data through its building permits page. Real estate professionals in TN need current permit data to assess property development status, verify compliance, and inform client decisions in Hamilton County. Bookmark the Hamilton County Building Permits page to streamline due diligence on local properties. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Knox County Property Search Tool aids TN real estate research. Knox County maintains an online property search portal for looking up property records and information. TN real estate professionals can quickly access official property data for transactions, valuations, and due diligence in the Knoxville market. Bookmark hpropertyinfo.knoxcountytn.gov/for-fast-Knox-County-property-lookups. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of TN cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone. Knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most TN jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.